heading down the home stretch to TakeOver. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just for Wrestling News for Tuesday, June 8th, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on OccupiedProWrestling.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Email us, desk@JustProWrestlingNews.com.
WWE.
Ember Moon will challenge Raquel Gonzalez for the NXT Women's title at TakeOver on Sunday. But first, Moon has to contend with Dakota Kai tonight. Also on tonight's NXT, Isaiah Swerve Scott versus Killian Dane, Austin Theory versus Oney Lorcan, a priceless announcement from Ted DiBiase, plus the return of Poppy. The WWE Championship match at Hell in a Cell will be inside Hell in a Cell. Bobby Lashley will defend against Drew McIntyre, and it's now being promoted as McIntyre's last title shot against Lashley. Shayna Baszler confronted Alexa Bliss at the end of last night's Raw. Alexa wanted an apology for Shayna calling Lily a stupid doll. Shayna did not go along with that. That led to her and Alexa getting into some fisticuffs, leaving Shayna alone in the ring where she stomped on Lily's head. That set off some special lighting effects and pyro and sent Shayna scurrying backstage, where she locked herself in a room only to find that Lily was in the room with her. Shayna was very distressed by this. That was the end of the scene and the show. Elsewhere on Raw, Women's Champion Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair were forced to team up ahead of their title clash at Hell in a Cell. You'll never guess this, they didn't get along. They actually came to blows during the match. Charlotte hit Rhea with Natural Selection, and Nikki Cross pinned Ripley to get the win for her and Asuka. The Viking Raiders won a tag team battle royal last night, earning a shot at the Raw tag titles held by AJ Styles and Omos. The United States champ Sheamus was on Raw, sporting a mask to protect what's being called a broken nose. Ricochet and Humberto Carrillo battled to decide who will be next to challenge Sheamus for the title, but both men ended up being counted out and the match was declared a draw. Kofi Kingston pinned Riddle with Trouble in Paradise. Elias and Jackson Ryker had a brief match. Ryker got the better of the action, so Elias decided to take a walk and Jackson won via countout. Mansoor used a roll-up to pin Drew Gulak, and Jeff Hardy pinned Cedric Alexander with a Swanton Bomb. That is Hardy's first singles win since January 18th. Eva Marie is being promoted for next Monday's Raw. The Miz shed a little light on a knee injury he reportedly suffered at WrestleMania Backlash. He told Sports Illustrated's Justin Barrasso he'll, quote, be out for a little bit of time, end quote, but Miz dismissed reports he could be out of action for up to 9 months. And this may be a good sign for The Miz. He was announced Monday for Major League Baseball's All-Star Celebrity Softball Game. That is being held in Denver on July 11th.
Ring of Honor.
A first-round match in Ring of Honor Survival of the Fittest tournament will premiere today on ROH's YouTube. It's going to be Brian Johnson versus Sledge. The first wrestler to advance in the tournament is not just Flamita, Demonic Flamita. The name change was revealed on ROH's Weekend TV, and then Demonic Flamita beat his former tag partner Ray Horace to advance. Also on the show, Josh Woods submitted Silas Young in a pure rules match.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
The new IWGP World Heavyweight Champion is Shingo Takagi. He pinned Kazuchika Okada with Last of the Dragon in the main event of Monday's Dominion show, winning the vacant title. After the match, Shingo called out Kota Ibushi to be his first challenger. Ibushi, of course, accepted. Ibushi beat Jeff Cobb earlier in the show. El Desperado turned away Yo's challenge for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title. Taiji Ishimori will be Despy's next challenger. Also, Ishimori and El Fantasmo are going to get a shot at the junior tag titles held by Sho and Yo. Tetsuya Naito, Sonata, and Bushi beat Taichi, Zack Sabre Jr., and Doki. Sonata pinned Sabre. It appears Naito and Sonata will be the next challengers for Taichi and Sabre's tag titles.
AEW.
On tonight's AEW Dark, the AEW debut of independent veteran Matthew Justice. He'll go one-on-one against Angelico. Also, Matt Sydal versus Dante Martin. On last night's Dark Elevation, the Varsity Blonde beat Ryan Nemeth and JD Drake. and the Acclaimed beat Dark Order's Alex Reynolds and Allen Five Angels. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, June 8th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Garlands. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.